On the shore of the Naknek River, Christian Gardner is trying to teach Kitty Wilson how to cast a fly rod.
So what you want to do is keep it in the air instead of touching the water because the fish will see it.
Okay, tell me when to do it.
One, two, three.
Ah! She goes farther when you're helping. Have you done this? It ain't easy.
Christian is Kitty's fly fishing guide, and he's one of 14 students in this year's Bristol Bay Fly Fishing and Guide Academy. It's the last day of the week-long course, and the young guides are testing their skills by leading clients on a fishing trip. The academy started 10 years ago. Its mission is to teach fly fishing and other skills for free that'll help young adults from Bristol Bay pursue jobs in the region's sport fishing industry. It may seem like a simple idea that people from Bristol Bay would make good fishing guides, but since sport fishing took off in the region in the 50s, most of the guides working in Bristol Bay haven't been locals, says Nellie Williams, one of the organizers of the academy.
The Bristol Bay sport fishing industry was kind of originally born of people flying in and the fly-out fishing experience. And for a long time, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of integration between the sport community and local villages.
Fly fishing isn't something a lot of people grew up with around Bristol Bay, which is one of the reasons why so many guides are hired from the lower 48. So the academy was started by a few lodge owners and the Bristol Bay Heritage Land Trust to help more people from Bristol Bay have access to the hundreds of sport fishing jobs in the region. Having guides from the area won't just bring jobs to Bristol Bay, it'll also give visitors a better experience, says Dorothy Larson, a client out with the academy's students.
They know the nooks and crannies and where the shallow spots are and the rocks are.
Standing in waist-deep water, Abby Whitcomb, who's 16, is watching her client cast. So far, they've caught 3 fish. She says the trick to being a good guide is pretty simple.
Trying to get them a couple fishing, you know, make their day. Just trying to keep them happy the whole time, whether they get fish or not.
Abby didn't think she'd like guiding, but it turns out she loves it as much as fishing.
I mean, fishing's fun, but I don't know, it's kind of cool, like, when you see him and he caught his first fish out here, he had the biggest smile on his face. Like, you get a big feeling of joy in you when you, like, see them just so happy.
Abby's client, Byron Singley, is having a great day. He's a commercial fisherman by trade and has never really fly fished before. He says how it feels to commercial fish doesn't compare to the feeling he gets while fly fishing.
I mean, you can just catch a lot of volume. It's in a net, and you pick the fish and or whatnot, and you get a bunch of them. Here, you're fighting the fish. It's a battle!
Woo! That shout of pure joy is Byron hooking his 4th fish.
Just that moment of him just biting and getting that feel for it. It is. I'm hooked. I'm addicted. I'm just having a time of my life. I mean, this is too fun. Just too fun.
He reels in a small rainbow trout. Then he and Abby release it.
There you go, little fella. Go on in. Woohoo!
The trip slowly winds down until it's time to head in from fishing. The clients will hopefully leave with some good memories and the young guides with confidence in their new skills that could get them a job in the future. In Naknek, I'm Mitch Borden.